each meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Bozo's Circus is on the air. Bozo, the world's greatest clown. Oliver O'Oliver. Sandy the Tramp. Bob Smith. Bob Trender and his Big Top Band. Master Ned, that's me. And a cast of thousands.
Greetings and happy Monday. It's Mike Stark in again today for Father Anthony on WNDZ, The Winds of Change. And I know you're going to be happy about today's show because I have my wonderful dear friend, Kevin Matthews, Chicago radio legend, here with me via phone. He's in Chicago this week. He's got two appearances. The first one is going to be on... Well, we'll get to this in a minute. I'm looking at this. Wednesday, October 16th at Carmel High School up in Mundelein. And then on Thursday, the 17th, he's going to be at St. Catherine's Church in Oak Lawn. So, Kev, can you hear me?
Yeah, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good. Well, hello, Chicago. And hello, Mike Stark.
Hello, Kevin Matthews. Now, who are you and why are you on the air? That's what you always do to me. Who are you and why are you here?
I am here because, well, I'm getting ready to speak. Like you said, I'm heading up north. I will have a book signing, and I'll talk about the book, my life with a statue I call Broken Mary. And this will happen tomorrow at 7 o'clock, 6:50, up in Carmel Catholic High School at the auditorium. Now, this is going to be for all ages. Adults and parents, and it's a beautiful auditorium, and you'll be able to come and see the statue of Broken Mary, a statue I found in 2011 lying on the ground next to a filthy dumpster. And the book Broken Mary is about retrieving that statue and what's happened, wow, since 2011, and a great deal has happened worldwide. And then on Thursday, I head down south to Oak Lawn at St. Catherine Church in Oak Lawn, and I'm speaking at 7 p.m. And I've been on the road for quite a few appearances here in Chicago. We've been busy, but this will wrap up my 2019 tour. So if you've not seen Broken Mary or you've heard about Broken Mary, the book, here are your two chances. Wednesday night and Thursday night, north and south. I'd love you to come. All ages are welcome. It's a beautiful message.
It certainly is. And let me elaborate on your book a little bit, because it's not just about you finding the statue, but it's basically kind of your life story as to how you grew into the radio personality that you are today. And, you're growing up in Michigan and different trials and tribulations that drew you closer to the man you are today, correct?
Yeah, it's
I read the book.
It's such an amazing story. It's truly amazing story. I'm taken back at it all the time. It started with God, followed by Jesus, and currently it's as though Jesus just said, "I'm going to leave you with my mother," and he did in 2011, and I've been with her since the present day. Not that he's abandoned me or God has, but it's amazing the love I have for Mary, the mother of Jesus, and she has played such an important part in the world today. She's our mother, and the world needs healing, and it needs compassion, and what better than the mother of Mary? And she's amazing.
Well, the interesting thing, the way you say that, is, you know, for some people that might not be dialed into your faith or the faith that you are displaying here, is when you say you were left with Mother Mary, could you go a little deeper in that?
Yeah,
because some people may not get what you're saying. They're like, wait, I was tuning in to listen to Kevin Matthews, you know, Jim Shorts, all the voices, and here's this... born again, what? Since when were you a Jesus freak, as you've said before? Like, how long have you been crazy or religious zealot?
And I tell people since I was four, and it was the living environment that I was in. I was raised Catholic, but it was really four. It wasn't a good household I was in, very violent. I wanted to go to heaven. I wanted God. I didn't know who God was, but I wanted, at the age of four, God, take me to this place you call heaven. Get me out of here. So I became a Jesus freak at the age of four. Jesus has never abandoned me, and I've gone on to have a great career in radio, and I've got a beautiful family. I've got so much in my life. But at the same time, there were obstacles. We all have obstacles. We're humans. And I was diagnosed. They thought it was a brain tumor in 2008, and it's a rare form of MS, and it changed my life.
The good MS, right?
It changed my life. There's no such thing as a good MS or a good cancer, but it changed my life. It certainly did, and so did finding this statue. And the book is one thing. I wrote a book, and it's about the statue. It's about getting the statue. But there's so much that has happened since the book has been written. And Broken Mary, this statue, this message, which comes from God. We're all human. We're all broken, but we are loved by God. We are. From everyone, from the Pope to the presidents, we're all broken. We're human beings, but we are loved by God. And so much has happened. The statue of Broken Mary, or the message of Broken Mary, has reached hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And it's Mary. I have a devotion to Mary because it's, as God, Jesus said, I do leave you with my mother. And I love her tremendously, and she's needed now. God is needed now. Christ is needed now more than ever, folks. Look at around us and what's happening. We're being torn apart.
Yeah, we certainly are.
We are living in these times. It's a pagan time once again, and it's all you can do to get up and survive a day. And I'm just saying, there's a way to survive it, and enter eternity. You know, folks, it's not you just live, die, and that's it. You live and die, and we get to choose where we go. We get to choose. You choose. Individually, we choose whether we go to heaven or hell. It's us. And prepare for that day. Prepare for eternity. We're busy. We've got jobs. We've got a 401k, or we've got savings or retirement. People don't really think about eternity. What happens in the next life? And you prepare for that now. And, folks, how are you preparing for that? There's ways to prepare for that. It's not that hard.
Well, you give them a good game plan for that. And in the book is a quick read. I mean, it's very entertaining. I wouldn't call it a religious book because you talk about Howard Stern. You talk about a lot of stuff in there that most people wouldn't. What was the response from the nun who helped you basically ghostwrite this book when she first heard that you were writing the book?
Well, the story is I did find the statue. The statue eventually came back to my house. It's in two pieces. I put it back together. The person that put it back together, he makes monuments and gravestones and whatnot. He said, I can make it look new. I can put new hands on Mary. We can paint her. She'll look brand new. And I said, no, she reminds me of me. I'm broken. I am so broken. I want to keep her broken. Let's put her together, but keep her hands. They're missing. Just let's keep her broken. We call her Broken Mary, or Our Lady of the Broken, as she's called now.
Mm-hmm.
And
who gave her that name, Kev?
The folks, Father Josh, who is a great young priest down at St. John Cantius Church. Broken Mary, that St. John Cantius is one of a few churches in the world that have really adopted Broken Mary, the statue. And we recently, this past May, we had a prayer walk with the statue of Broken Mary and attracted 6,000 people. And, I mean, this statue has gone from a dumpster to a bed of roses on the shoulder of firemen and police chiefs and 6,000 everyday people. And we had a beautiful night.
Oh, it certainly was. Certainly
and
was.
That name came from Father Josh. And it's stuck, Our Lady of the Broken, because she represents all of us. We are all broken, but we are loved. She is our mother. She is the mother of Christ. And I run into folks saying, you love Mary too much, or you adore her, or you're worshiping a pagan god. And it's, wait a minute. Whoa. This is Mary. I'm never going to outlove Mary more than Jesus did. This is the mother of Mary. This is Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I'm proud of how I've taken care. I've learned about Mary. She's cleaned up my life just like any mother would do. But at the same time, Mary, what I love about Mary, we find refuge in Mary's Immaculate Heart. She pulls us into that Immaculate Heart and pulls us closest that we can to Jesus. And she sends us to Jesus. This isn't about worshiping Mary. This is the mother of Christ. We worship God. And she's a very giving mother. Mary's not just a fictitious creation, folks. There was a woman named Mary, and she was a human being, and she gave birth to Jesus Christ. And I think when she was in labor giving birth to our Savior, she hasn't stopped working. Christ is coming back. But Mary, since labor, has not stopped working. And I absolutely love what Mary brings when we go to her Immaculate Heart. She brings us to Christ. And I love her rosary. I love the rosary. So many folks, my job is to promote her rosary, and it's hers. Mary gave us humanity the rosary. It's hers. It's her umbilical cord. It's like we're attached to her umbilical cord. And she feeds us Jesus. You know, I was thinking last week, does Mary have a cell phone?
If she wants one, she probably does.
Does Mary have a cell phone?
I don't know. Does she, Kev?
2019.
Right?
Yeah, she does. It's the rosary. And she wants us to be on her call list. And in order, if you want to talk to Mary, hold that rosary, recite that rosary, because that's one way to communicate to Mary. Who then sends you to Christ, sends you to God. I absolutely adore the rosary. I love the rosary. It's her hand. I love holding Mary's hand. Every day, I don't let go of that hand.
Well, I know you well, and I know you are so sincere. I can hear it in your voice. We're not sharing a studio today since you're here in Chicago, but you didn't make it down. You're at your friend's house, but... I know how sincere you are about it. I mean, it's really who you are, and it's amazing. And we are going to be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
We all owe a debt of gratitude to you, our first responders. Police, fire, military, ER, and fire. All first responders are invited to a special Blue Mass for the intention of all first responders Sunday, October 20th at 10 a.m. As we worship God, let us pray together in thanksgiving for your service, for your special intentions, and for peace in our city, our country, and our world. We invite you to wear your uniforms to this Blue Mass on Sunday, October 20th at 10 a.m. at St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, located two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Bear witness that all human life from conception until natural death is a gift from God to be treasured during the 7th Annual Northwest Families March for Life in Palatine, Saturday, October 19th at 1 p.m. at the St. Teresa Dolan Center Gym, 455 North Benton in Palatine. Speakers include Joe Scheidler,
Serena Dykson,
Morgan Jane Hill,
Jeannie Ives,
Tom Morrison,
Father Nathan Caswell,
Pastor Warren Schiff, and more. And here are the marching orders. Arrive at 12:30 p.m. The doors open for t-shirt sales. Get one before they're gone. At 1 p.m., gather for prayer, song, and inspirational speakers inside St. Teresa Dolan Center Gym. At 1:45, we will process along Northwest Highway with life-affirming signs to the plaza at Hicks and Northwest Highway. That's only a half a mile. It's a piece of cake. The energetic teens from Crusaders for Life will be back to lead us with drumming, dancing, and cheers. At 2:15, rally at the plaza with more prayer, songs, and words of hope. Now, immediately following the march, join us back at St. Teresa for free refreshments, courtesy of the Knights of Columbus Ladies Auxiliary. For complete details on the 7th Annual Northwest Families March for Life in Palatine, Saturday, October 19th, find the Northwest Families for Life on Facebook and Instagram and on northwestfamiliesforlife.weebly.com. Weebly spelled W-E-E-B-L-Y.
Hey now, we are back with Kevin Matthews, and most of you recognize that music if you used to listen to his show, and I assure you all we will get into some of Kevin's past follies on all the radio stations here in Chicago. Kev, you've been on TV and been on WGN and been doing some radio shows locally recently now that you've been back in the scene here in Chicago, albeit in a different manner with a different message. But you've been doing a lot of stuff around Chicago, and you had a very special week last week in Grand Rapids. Do you want to share that with everybody?
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I'm done. Because of my MS, I'm not able to work. I'm not able to do radio. But at the same time, it allows me to go to churches, selected churches, and talk about, you know, the challenges that we have and how faith can really help repair those challenges to make them better. So I'm done. I physically I can't do what I once did, but at the same time, spiritually I can encourage others. So that's what I've been doing. And last week, for example, I'm now living in Michigan, and I've always been Broken Mary. The story of Broken Mary really has a tremendous theme to it from Fatima, Portugal. I realize now how God was literally calling me to Fatima. And I went to Fatima on the anniversary, the 100th anniversary. And for those who don't know, Fatima, three shepherd children witnessed apparitions of Mary from 1916. They actually continued for one of the little shepherd children. She became a nun, and they continued in the mid-20s in 1929.
And the other two shepherd children passed away quickly right after seeing Mary, correct?
Yeah, and they have since become saints. The woman who helped the beatification of these two little saints, Francisco and Jacinta, she's one of the first women to ever work on the beatification from the Vatican. She's worked with the Pope, and her research, she's a sister, she's a nun, she's a medical doctor as well. Her name is Sister Angela de Fatima Colio, and she is the postulator. Her work, plus others, but the work with the Vatican, made Jacinta and Francisco saints. She's working on the sainthood now, the canonization of Sister Lucia, who died in 2005. She was a Carmelite nun who died at the age of 97. She's basically building the case for the Pope to canonize her or eventually become a saint. And I was with her for the entire week, and she loves the story of Broken Mary, for example. Should I call her? She's my little sister. Not only is she a nun, but she's become my little sister. And she gives me more insight on the miracles of Fatima, the miracles of Mary, the miracles of Mary's Immaculate Heart, the miracles of the Rosary, why Mary is so important. Mary's love for her son, of course. Mary's love of God, of course. But she...
I think we lost Kevin here. Nick's gonna get back into... I don't know. That's what happens when you got TV, folks. It's live radio. When you don't have him in the studio, we gotta do the connection via the phone. And okay. Well, we'll have Kevin back here as soon as he's scrambling. I'm looking at him in the other room. But fall is upon us here in Chicago, and like I said, Kevin is going to be appearing a couple places in the next week, and it would be a great opportunity for you to be able to see him and listen to his story about Broken Mary. If you haven't done it already, it's an amazing opportunity. For the guy that was the number one radio guy in Chicago for years, he draws a lot of people in that aren't necessarily what you'd expect coming into a church, and transforms lives for some of these people. So I hope you all can make it. And Nick is here. Are we live with Kevin now? Kev, are you there?
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Grand Rapids, hello.
Hello.
I don't know what happened there. I got this like big beer in my ear, and I was like, what the? And then nothing.
Now, Satan hates this conversation I'm having.
No, you're probably right,
Mary.
Yes.
thank you very much. It's, Mike, I'm still a guy. I'm a guy. I'm not a priest. I'm not a guy. I'm not a,
It's funny you say that, Kev, because as I'm listening to you talk, I'm just kind of like tuning myself out. I turned the microphone off. I'm just kind of listening to you talk, and I was thinking, that's Kevin Matthews. I mean, you and I are very, very good friends, but I'm like, that's Kevin Matthews on the other end of the phone talking right now to all these people. The guy I used to listen to with all your fun and pranks and getting kicked out of the golf courses and all the stuff you did back in the day. And if I didn't know any better, I'd think I was talking to a priest or some, religious person because of the way you're speaking about your mission right now. And
well, Mike,
it's
know
amazing.
Best, Mike. I mean, look at the disciples. I'm not saying count me in as a disciple, but I mean, the disciples were folks, they were a mixture of, Mike, describe some of the disciples.
To use the Jewish term, I'd say some of them were probably schmucks. Probably the most famous saint next to St. Peter would be St. Paul. The guy was an absolute jerk. I mean, he was killing people. He was bringing people to their death. St. Stephen, he was at his execution. Basically, he's like, he's a Christian. He's a follower of Christ. Boom. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than that. So I get what you're saying. If you can't, anybody, there were fishermen, it was tax collectors, there were all kinds of people Jesus was hanging out with, prostitutes. These people were worse than some of the, you know, some of us, no doubt about it. I mean, considering you and me, I mean, we've done some stuff in our lives, but I haven't killed anyone. Kev, how about you?
Well, Mike, I've been around people that have killed people.
Yes, you have.
And to talk about this story of broken marriage, just because that doesn't mean you can't be forgiven, Mike. And, you know, I've literally gone into prisons
right
with the story of broken Mary, and men have killed.
Right.
And they also, one prison nurse said, I'll never leave here. And I said, yeah, but you get to, you know, you get to at least choose where you want to spend eternity. And that's one of the biggest lessons and stories with Judas, for example. Here, a disciple sells his best friend Jesus for silver.
Right.
And it wasn't, and Jesus, I think the sin it was that Judas didn't believe that Jesus would forgive him for that. Instead, he hangs himself, kills himself. And we can all learn from that. It's, and you can take your last breath and say, forgive me.
Oh, I'm going to try and make it work that way, believe me, because I'm sure I will have done something between my last confession and my death, unless I'm lucky and I happen to have a priest sitting in the car next to me. I'm not the most careful driver.
I can't help it, but the most broken are coming to, you know, this story, Broken Mary. The most broken. Jesus loves sinners. He doesn't condone the sin, but at the same time, he doesn't reject them.
Right.
And I've known this. It's as though Mary's grace has told me the most broken now will come, and they are. They are prisoners, lifers, or women that are, you know, they're going through breast cancer, radiation, chemo, hospice, people.
How about a shout out to our friend Cor? Let's talk a little bit about her for a minute.
She's a sweet young lady that, you know, has battled cancer, and she's an amazing person, and she's devoted now to Mary. And
wasn't it about a year ago we met her, and she looked terrible about a year ago?
She had lost all her hair, and she has no cancer now, but you know,
minor footnote.
You know,
what stage did she have, Kev?
It was up there. It was, I believe, third stage.
Stage three, and she came to see you, and was it Arlington Heights or Mount Prospect?
Yeah.
It was last October, because, and what is today? Today's the 14th. Yesterday was October 13th.
Which is a Marian date of Fatima.
Right.
Mary's, when she promised a miracle, and there was the sun, the movement of the sun in Fatima.
That was exactly the day you met her, because I had the presentation of my Cardinal George movie at the seminary, and the year prior, on October 13th, 2017, I was filming with Bishop Papraki at the seminary, and you were over in Fatima.
Yeah,
on the 100th anniversary.
This is how come I'm saying, you know, the parallels between my discovery of the statue and Fatima. It was a way God got me to Fatima. Once I got to Fatima, Portugal, it became clear through the grace of Mary that for the rest of my life here on earth to serve God is to promote Mary's rosary. That's all I have to do, promote Mary's rosary.
That's it, huh? Sounds pretty simple.
I'll do that. And I'm quite content with that. And, you know, I'm very, very blessed. And like I said, folks, I'm just Mary's roadie. I'm her roadie. It's not about me. It's about God. It's not about me. I just bring Mary. Mary brings Christ. Christ brings God. So it's a good time, and we've got two dates left of this year, and I'm not going to be back. And it's up north. This is going to be a really nice.
Well, you do have the Great Lakes Men's Conference in November that you'll be at Northern Illinois, but you're not going to be in the Chicago area. That's out in DeKalb.
Yeah. So Wednesday night, October 16th, at Carmel Catholic, it's high school auditorium. There are going to be adults there. It's going to be a great age group. A great, beautiful auditorium we're going to have. That is Wednesday, October 16th.
And that is right across the street from Marytown and the seminary on Route 176. Because their address, it says 1 Carmel Parkway. But it's actually literally right off of Route 176. So it's easy to get to. You take 176 either from the tollway or from Route 41. I would suggest the tollway, and you just go west, you know, less than 5 minutes, and you're there. You got Marytown, the Shrine of Maximilian Kolbe there on the north side, and then Stritch Retreat House and the seminary on the same side, on the north side, and Carmel High School's on the left. I'm sure there'll be people directing traffic because you draw a big crowd. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, Kev, we're going to tap back into what we got cut off on with that technical difficulty of this sister and what you were doing in Michigan last week. And then I promise everybody we will get into Jimmy Shorts probably will be making an appearance. We will talk maybe a little football and a little other of what people want to hear also, Kev. So we'll be right back. Stay there.
We all owe a debt of gratitude to you, our first responders. Police, fire, military, ER, and fire. All first responders are invited to a special Blue Mass for the intention of all first responders Sunday, October 20th at 10 a.m. As we worship God, let us pray together in thanksgiving for your service, for your special intentions, and for peace in our city, our country, and our world. We invite you to wear your uniforms to this Blue Mass on Sunday, October 20th at 10 a.m. at St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, located two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
St. Stan's School has an amazing PK 3 through 8th grade program focused on leadership and social-emotional learning, and is one of the only schools to implement the Reading and Writing Project of Columbia University and the University of Chicago. Everyday math across the board, PK 3 through 8th, is taught by our highly educated and dedicated teachers. St. Stan's students are academically challenged with advanced-level placement opportunities as their test scores and high school admissions speak volumes. St. Stan's is an integral part of the Wicker Park community, where you feel welcome and at home with other families and friends who enjoy the same warm, friendly, and safe atmosphere for their children. We have small classroom size, which makes a difference in the whole learning experience. Many schools have excellent programs. At St. Stan's, we empower students to be excellent. Join the St. Stan's family. It is a selective admissions process. Grades 1 through 8 are tested and interviewed. Call 773-278-4560. That's 773-278-4560. Or stop by at 1255 North Noble Street. That's one block north of Division, just off the Kennedy. More information at ststanschicago.org. That's ststanschicago.org.
I could just listen to that whole song, but that would kill about 10 more minutes, wouldn't it, Kev?
Yeah, if that's the short version.
Well, it's not like the Grateful Dead, who every one of their songs is 20 minutes, but that's a pretty long song. But it's enjoyable, and you've got a little connection to that song, don't you? Just a small one.
Yeah. That one is, I'm totally sick of that song, but it's it's definitely made a lot of Kev heads happy. And it's also, golly, I could talk a whole show on just Freebird and what that means to musicians around the world. And
why don't you dive in there, big fella? Just take a moment and embrace the moment.
When I was in Grand Rapids, I that was our theme. Plus, if you'd ever go to a dinner theater, I encourage people to yell that out, and it just became a tradition that is now spread across America, across the world, and bands. How many people at a concert yell Freebird? That you go back to the origin. It all started in Chicago with me and my show and Kev Heads. And
why would you yell? Why would you yell Freebird at a dinner theater? I'm watching a nice peaceful dinner theater.
First of all, really, Mike.
Why would you go to a dinner theater to begin with?
Go to a dinner theater, please. So it was. I don't know, Mike. It was the time we lived in where you're young.
Maybe your wife or girlfriend made you go to the dinner theater. And that probably will be the last date you went with her, because she'd probably be ticked.
You shouldn't get married then if your wife makes you do something you don't want to do, especially a dinner theater.
That's why I'm a free bird right now, because my wife wanted. I had to go to plays and stuff like that, and she didn't necessarily want to go to a Hawks game. So, a little difference of opinion on things there, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just culturally that just brings back memories. So.
Well, it does for some of the listeners out there, the people that just tune into Winds of Change are like, where are these guys going with that? I mean, what are they talking about? So I just want everyone to be aware. Like you always tell me, I have to watch my manners on the show when I've got you here, because you're like, hey, who are you? Why are you here? Because people lose that in translation today in the radio business.
Yeah, Mike, and you got to remember, not everybody knows. That's, again, I've been in radio all my life, and I listen to certain radio shows today, and the host will not say who he's talking to or she's talking to. And, there's basics. People want to know, what are you talking about? Bring them in on the conversation. Or there's people that weren't even born when I was on the radio that don't know who Kevin Matthews is. And, life moves on, and you've got to explain. Yeah, Walter Payton, for example, is somebody I absolutely loved. But Walter left us 30 years ago last week.
Was it 20 years ago?
Still, 20 years ago seems, are you kidding me? 20 years ago, that just doesn't seem.
Right.
Time goes by. So quickly.
Where did the 80s and the 90s and the first decade of the 2000s go? Where did that go? I mean, we're almost into the third decade already of the 2000s.
Yeah, well, life is short, and that's the really true meaning. It's short. Enjoy it, and,
and prepare.
And be good to people, be nice. And, it's amazing how time flies.
It does. It definitely does. So, when we get cut off earlier, for those of you that were listening, thank you for staying with us. And you were talking about this nun that came over from Fatima that is working on the cause for canonization for Lucius, for Sister Lucia, so who died in 2005. So just touch on that briefly, if you will. And
yes, she's a remarkable woman. And she was born in Fatima. She became a nun. She also is one of the first females to ever become involved in the Carmel. The beatification of someone to become a saint, canonized and then a saint. And her work helped the two little ones, Jacinta and Francisco, become saints. And now she's preparing the case for the Pope. Sister Lucia. And what I love about Sister Angela is, she loves my story, the story of Broken Mary, because it involves Mary. And Fatima is about Mary. And Fatima is about the rosary. And Fatima is about redemption. And so it was really great to spend a week with this woman. And she's like my little sister. I love her dearly.
Is she little?
yeah, it was, she's young and, you know, she's 48 and she's just so devoted to serving God. And she's so devoted to these three shepherd children. I don't know anybody in the world that is more knowledgeable about Fatima than Sister Angela. I mean, that's her life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and one of the things that I'm doing is I'm praying for this woman because she's got a lot of work in front of her. And, you know, I'm sure the canonization of Sister Lucia will happen. But it's after they die that we need to find a miracle.
Right.
And verify a miracle that they become saints. So, folks, if anybody out there is looking for someone to adopt to become a saint, do it with Sister Lucia, because I know she's going to become a saint and she's going to work miracles from heaven.
And when you say a miracle, Kev, I'm going to clarify that a little bit, because I'm, you know, very fond of Cardinal George here. It hasn't been 5 years since he passed, but, you know, several miracles have occurred, you know, after he just recently died, or, you know, one actually occurred while he was still alive, and then it actually happened after he passed, but it was requested of him while he was alive, and then he passed, and then this miracle happened with this lady, Colleen Dolan, who was his chief publicist marketing woman here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Her daughter had a very complicated pregnancy, and she didn't know everything that was going to happen, but when, you know, she was talking to Cardinal George, she was saying, you know, and be sure to pray for my daughter and the baby. And he's like, Colleen, I've already taken care of it. And then when he died, a couple months later, she had the baby, but the baby was in dire straits, according to the doctors anyway, and everybody came out perfectly fine. So a miracle would be something like, let's say, like Core, who has stage 3 cancers in really bad shape. And then she comes and sees the statue, and all of a sudden, you know, miraculously, she's better. So for
and I want to be real clear.
Go ahead.
I had nothing to do with this. And remember, the statue is just made out of concrete.
Right.
It's I'm Mary's roadie, but the presence of Mary.
Right.
Mary takes us, you know, to her son. Son takes us to God.
As would Sister Lucia. Yeah. If you want to pray to Sister Lucia to intercede for you, that's what a miracle is. And you say, hey, I've got stage 4 cancer. The doctors have said I'm done. You know, I've got 6 months to live. Sister Lucia, pray to her, say, help me. Please intercede for me to Jesus. Then all of a sudden you get better. Then you say, hey, here's the medical report. I was toast. Right. I'm done.
Yeah, and I do believe in miracles because it's common around God.
Yeah.
So it's just a fascinating story. And folks want to follow up, you could go to YouTube and just type in Sister Angela Fatima and listen to her talks on the children and Fatima and the miracles of Fatima.
And how many people did you have come for that, Kev? How many people were there?
Oh, for the whole week, she must have had 10 appearances and talked to people, and she's on her way back to Fatima, and then she'll be going over to Rome and the Vatican. Because, again, that's her job now is to prepare to present to the Pope this start of canonization.
Right. Well, right. So we'll be right back after this break, and we might have a special guest with us. So be right back.
We all owe a debt of gratitude to you, our first responders, police, fire, military, ER, and fire. All first responders are invited to a special Blue Mass for the intention of all first responders Sunday, October 20th at 10 a.m. As we worship God, let us pray together in thanksgiving for your service, for your special intentions, and for peace in our city, our country, and our world. We invite you to wear your uniforms to this Blue Mass on Sunday, October 20th at 10 a.m. at St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, located 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Bear witness that all human life from conception until natural death is a gift from God to be treasured during the 7th Annual Northwest Families March for Life in Palatine, Saturday, October 19th at 1 p.m. at the St. Teresa Dolan Center Gym, 455 North Benton in Palatine. Speakers include Joe Scheidler,
Serena Dykson,
Morgan Jane Hill,
Jeannie Ives,
Tom Morrison,
Father Nathan Caswell,
Pastor Warren Schiff, and more. And here are the marching orders. Arrive at 12:30 p.m. The doors open for t-shirt sales. Get one before they're gone. At 1 p.m., gather for prayer, song, and inspirational speakers inside St. Teresa Dolan Center Gym. At 1:45, we will process along Northwest Highway with life-affirming signs to the plaza at Hicks and Northwest Highway. That's only a half a mile. It's a piece of cake. The energetic teens from Crusaders for Life will be back to lead us with drumming, dancing, and cheers. At 2:15, rally at the plaza with more prayer, songs, and words of hope. Now, immediately following the march, join us back at St. Teresa for free refreshments, courtesy of the Knights of Columbus Ladies Auxiliary. For complete details on the 7th Annual Northwest Families March for Life in Palatine, Saturday, October 19th, find the Northwest Families for Life on Facebook and Instagram and on northwestfamiliesforlife.weebly.com. Weebly spelled W-E-E-B-L-Y.
Yeah, baby, we're back. And before I go any further, this is Mike Stark, and I have Kevin Matthews on with me. And he's going to be appearing here in Chicago at Carmel High School this Wednesday, the 16th at 6:50 p.m. That's on 176 across the street from the Mundelein Seminary. And then Thursday, October 17th at 7 p.m., he'll be at St. Catherine of Alexandria Church on Kedvale. I want to call it Kevdale, but it's Kedvale and Oak Lawn. So it's not your street. It's not Kevdale. It's Kedvale.
Right.
It's 10621 South Kedvale and Oak Lawn. So, Kev, what are you doing right now, buddy?
Nothing. I'm about ready to go have lunch. And then I got to get ready.
Wait, lunch.
I've got a meeting.
I heard you in the break. You are at Portillo's, aren't you?
Yep.
That's not fair to eat in front of. Do you have enough for everybody else? I mean, you're eating Portillo's and I'm not.
Well, there's one near you.
I'm in a studio. I've got a glass of water on the table. That's about it.
Good. That's good. No, I want to go and support Portillo's because they need our help, folks. They need our help.
Do they? So, Portillo's?
Yeah. No. I are you kidding me? I come from Michigan, and this is a shrine. I've got.
Sounds like Michigan needs our help because they don't have Portillo's. You come here for that.
They don't have Vienna beef, Mike. And they don't have Portillo's. But the magic at Portillo's is Vienna beef. It's the ingredients.
When I took you to Spiro's in Glenview, owned by my good friend Peter Nestos. You said that was the most amazing food because, again, the stuff. Sausage, my friend.
That's right. No, it's old school. Made in Chicago. It's been made for decades, and it's just great.
That's what you need.
The way he prepares it is, plus it's heritage.
I'm hungry now.
There's some secret places, as we all know, in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You'll drive to just get the best jardinera. You drive to get the best Mott's. You'll drive to get the best red sauce. You know, it's just, that's what I love about Chicago.
Right. Hey, and you're having lunch with Jimmy, aren't you?
Yeah, Jim Shorts and some folks from my radio past.
So if you want to shout them out, go right ahead. I don't know if you're with Pugsley.
You want to talk to Jim?
I do want to talk to Jim. We need to talk some football. It's been a while.
Okay. Yeah, Mike, what's your question?
Well,
make it quick. Okay, the food's getting cold.
Food's getting cold. Well, I got about 10 minutes. I figure we could talk about a few things. You're on my show. You called into my show, so I just thought.
Yeah, well, you got about 2 minutes with okay?
Okay.
And then you can fill the 7 or whatever with your producer.
That would be pretty
electric.
That would be exactly. It would be very electric. Sorry, Nick. He disparaged you. So, Jimmy, how you been doing on the football, the Pigskin Picks this year?
I'm watching Dallas and the Jets. The Jets won last night, and it's to me, in my opinion, the NFL is rigged because there were 4 to 5 penalties in a row on Dallas. It's though the officials just should have stopped the game and said, you know what, we want Dallas to win, so Dallas, you're going to win. It's amazing the play calling. And the refs this year, it's so openly biased. It's ridiculous. There's a lot of teams that you think, well, Dallas, for example, what they paid for the players, the coaches, they should be winning. They're not. That coach should be fired today.
Well, he's been at it for a long time. Yeah, he was Troy Aikman's caddy, so that's.
Well, that's really, who cares? You know, you've been doing it a long time. That means, translation, we spent a lot of time and money on you. We're done. It's like taking a fish off a hook. Throw it back.
It's kind of like some of these politicians we have in our country these days, too.
They're rotten fish, okay? That's a net of rotten fish. And it's like you, Mike. You at the beginning, Cleveland's going to have a great year. No, they're not. There's just a lot of teams that are bad. I mean, what happened to Atlanta this year?
Oh, 1-5.
Look at Minnesota. They got shaky, although they're coming back.
They look good yesterday.
The Bears. How about the Bears? I mean, you'd think the Bears had the best defense, but I don't know what's going on with the quarterback. I don't know what's going on with the coaching and the play calling. But I'm worried about Sunday's game against the Saints and the Bears. I am, folks.
Who are you
I
picking?
Love the Bears. Well, who am I putting money on?
Yeah.
Who do you want to win? Of course I want the Bears to win. I don't see how you're going to beat the Saints. I don't. Even without Drew Brees, I just don't know. I mean, you're saying, okay, Jim, well, they're at home at Soldier Field.
Right. With a two-week rest. They just got their tails handed to them by the Raiders. And I think after 2 weeks, you got 2 weeks to prepare.
Money was lost there. Plus, you got to remember, Soldier Field was opening night. It was Green Bay, and look at how they. It was just I don't know what's going on, Mike. You know what? Mitch has got to play. He's got a quarterback, and I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen come on that game Sunday.
Well, we'll have to see, but we'll have to pick it also. I mean, in some of these games, like you said, Cleveland, I was listening to somebody talking about Cleveland today, and I was thinking about how you were, like, railing on me for saying I thought Cleveland was going to be good. Again, one of my best friend's brothers is the offensive coordinator, Todd Monken. Tony's my good friend, played college ball with him. And so I thought, okay, Cleveland's going to be good. But this guy on ESPN was saying they played a terrible schedule last year. They beat a couple crappy teams at the end of the year to get people's hopes up. And they haven't beaten a quality opponent this year.
Well, you know what? Gruden is an idiot.
Well,
and I can't stand the Raiders. It's just, to me, the Bears didn't even show up, and neither did the coaches. And they better show up against the Saints, because I think right now that it's pivotal that they got to win this game.
Yeah, it absolutely is, because the Packers and the Vikings could run away from them, even though they beat the Vikings. I think that we're looking at Minnesota looked really good, and Cousins looked really good yesterday in a game I thought Philadelphia had to come in and win. I really was counting the Vikings out.
He's supposed to look good. He better look good. Otherwise, and Minnesota's not going to win the Super Bowl. The Patriots are. I mean, give it up, folks. Give it up. Who's going to beat the Patriots? That's a machine.
Yeah, Kansas City lost yesterday to who did they lose to?
Well, I'll tell you, Kansas City's always cursed me. I've needed them to win, and they lose. Nobody's going to beat the Patriots, folks.
The Texans beat the Patriots, or the Texans beat the Chiefs yesterday.
And I've always said Texans have got a good team.
Chargers were supposed to be good also, and they beat they lost to the Steelers at home with a third string quarterback who's a world champion duck caller. I'm not kidding.
Mike, who cares?
He's a duck caller.
Calling ducks.
Hope he can call out the blitz. So
I think there's enough football talk now, Mike, on this station. People are gonna write.
Fine.
Cardinals.
Fine. What else is going on in your life, Jimmy? What's going on with the casino, and what else have you been up to?
I lost a lot of money when I said to everybody, I'm on social media, but I said, like everybody, the Bears are going to beat the Raiders, and I lost a lot of money, and I got my hands broken, and
lost some blood. It looks like you lost a little blood there, too. I mean, it wasn't...
Yeah, I got to go, Mike, okay?
All right, well, bring Kevin back to phone. Hey, it's good talking, buddy. Be well.
Yeah.
And God bless you.
Mike.
God bless you.
You too.
Thanks.
You too, Mike.
All righty.
Yeah. Mike?
Yeah, that was a nice, nicer side of Jimmy today. He started out a little rough, but he...
Yeah, well, he's... pray for him, Mike.
I do. I do. And I pray for you. I mean, You've got a lot of good blessings coming your way. There's no doubt about it.
Thank you.
Probably a lot of good jardinier. And what are you having for lunch today, Kev?
I'm not sure. I got to go in and I'm not sure. Maybe a chili dog, Vienna. You know, maybe. I don't know. The menu, there's nothing bad on a Portillo's menu.
No,
and
there's
not. And then, folks, I'd love to see you, like I said, in Mundelein up north Wednesday night at Carmel.
Right.
High school auditorium, and that, by the way, it's a beautiful auditorium. There's all ages there. Adults are there. All ages are welcome. And that's happening Wednesday, 6:50, 7 o'clock, I speak. And then the following day, on Thursday, I'll be down in Oak Lawn.
Right.
And, Mike, you've got that address in the church down there.
St. Catherine of Alexandria, 10-621 Kedvale. Now, Kev, how much does it cost to come to these things? And for those that are driving or not able to write it down, how would they go about finding, I hear somebody honking at you, how would somebody go about finding this information if they don't, if they're not listening, or they're not listening? If they're not listening,
you can go, if you go to actually Broken Mary on Facebook, you'll have all the information, Broken Mary.
What if you're not on Facebook?
And then again, Mike, you can share it, and
it'll be on the link from the Winds of Change show. It'll definitely be on the link for Winds of Change show. I've got a couple pamphlets here. I'm going to hand to a couple
people. And folks, go to BrokenMary.com, and you can stay real close to what's happening with Broken Mary, the book, or what's going on.
The book's great.
Wonderful.
You've got the app, and you will be at the Great Lakes Catholic Men's Conference in early November, down at. DeKalb, Northern Illinois.
Right.
Northern Illinois.
All right. Mike, they're calling my order, so thank you for all your help and support, and I love you.
Love you too, brother. God bless. And to everybody out there, have a wonderful week. See you soon. Bye.
What's there to say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deep for truth or sit on the fence? Can you see?